the Social Fishing Members Podcast, your exclusive access to freshwater content. Welcome everyone back to another chat. This one is all about probably the most important thing when it comes to chasing golden perch. Really important in spring, more important in early spring, but actually important year round, is all to do with water temperature. I know that cod, water temp's important for cod too, definitely is, but they're not as particular. They're not as soft, I guess, around water temp. Barra are probably the worst. Yellows definitely follow the water temp, but cod can deal with it a little bit more so at times, but very important for yellows. Dan, thanks for joining me again today for this chat.
Hey, mate.
Yellows, warmth, spring. Well, we'll obviously talk about spring because it's spring now, but we'll talk all year round. How is it? Yep. Is it the number one? Is it the number one thing for golden perch activity? Water temp?
Yes. In a nutshell, yes. Because it just drives everything. It drives the whole food chain. It drives their metabolism. It drives what they eat. It's all to do with warmer weather during early spring. It is the number one thing that I'll watch over everything else.
Water temp.
I'll watch the water temp and the weather, the air temp, over barometer, inflows, outflows, all that sort of stuff. It's all to do with water temp.
It's funny, I'm going to throw a curveball at the start. I should probably throw this at the end. Yellows are a fish. Yellows right. are a fish.
Got to a good start.
Yeah. You can catch them in winter though, right? And you can catch them even in the rivers. I find they're a fish that will still bite in the really cold water, which is just completely throwing me out here. Like the yellows, they're in the tumut, and they'll be quite happy to feed in the cold water on a cooler, you know. They definitely like the warmth. They'll still bite. I've still got them to bite in the winter, but it's during warmth. It's during temperature rise on that day. So it might be a cold day, but the temperature spiked because of sun. Sun is the biggest winner for river yellows, dam yellows. Even if the water temp is cooler, they like spiking, warming temps. So obviously optimum water temperature is the best, but any movement in water temp that's a positive will help them feed, move, do something.
Yeah, and it can be relative to what the overall average is as well. So if it's early, you know, if it's mid-September, say, and water temps are at, you know, struggling to get into the teens.
Yeah.
If you get 4 days of warm, consistent, getting up into the high teen air temperatures, which start to drag that surface temp up, relative to what they've just come out of, through August, which is maybe 10 degrees.
They can actually feed quite well.
It's on.
Yeah. Yeah.
They feel that and they adapt to that really, really quickly. Especially, it's even more, they adjust and react quicker in early spring than what they do later in spring.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, they've gone through winter, metabolism's really slow, not as much food around, they're ready to feed. They know that they've got to feed to put on condition pre-spawn. So they're like, let's go. As soon as there's any chance, opportunity to feed, they're on it.
For example, when we did Junimar last year, it was like mid-September, but Junimar's like 2 months behind everywhere because the water's so cold. It would have been 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
That yellow, right at the end of the day, like full sunny, warm day, and they just have that little spark of energy at the end of the day to move and eat because that water temp would have risen up in the shallow edges that they still need to try and survive. They're going to be sluggish all day and then they're going to feed. So bringing that forward to now, we're now in late October. I went up to Blairan for a session. They were the sulkiest I've ever seen them, but we had a full overcast day. So water temperature wasn't changing on the day. They obviously had a low barometer as well, which didn't help. But the water temps were 20. But they were sulky, and I could have had a blinder of a session in 14 degrees 6 weeks earlier on the third really warm sunny day in a row.
Yeah,
so you got absolutely. Three warm sunny days, even two, and just that afternoon glimmer of warmth, they could really spark up and feed really well. So water temperature is all about relativity, and it's about movement upwards, and you usually can only get that with sun. Sun is by far the best for yellows. Have you ever had a good yellow belly session in a cloudy, overcast day?
Yes, I have, but it's summertime.
Okay.
So that's at the other. It's at the other end of the scale, right? They don't need. They're not looking for that increase in warm, in temperature to get their metabolism.
Because it's already stinking hot.
Because it's already there, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so that happens in December, Jan, Feb. That's it. Maybe a bit of March, but that's
it. Yeah, while ever the water temp is at its peak in any given waterway, then the overcast conditions won't necessarily be a bad thing. Probably not ideal, but definitely don't have the effect that they do in the early stages of spring while the water temp's still trying to climb.
I even think in the late stages,
it's already up the optimum.
Like, have you ever noticed in November where they've just become all sulky because you've got overcast?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
got
to be well above optimum. Like, it's got to
be too
hot.
It is.
So the cool is a good change for them. Outside of that, water temp rise is critical, and you will never have that on an overcast day.
Sorry, it was probably I was probably a little bit misleading there, where it's almost as though you are falling back into autumn. So when you get through, it's December's probably still okay, but if you get into January, all of a sudden these fish are actually looking for, not looking, but will adapt or adjust better and feed better when the water starts to cool.
Yes.
We get a better bite in the impoundments in March than what we do in January a lot of the time.
Because it's getting back towards a nicer temp.
Because, the fish will start coming back up in the water column a little bit because they can, because it's starting to cool from the top down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah. But yeah, no, you're right. Through anywhere, start of spring, right through middle of spring, end of spring even, you get a cold change in November, yes, they're definitely going to react badly.
So let's look at this year. This year's been horrible warming-wise. There would have been some really good windows. Mm-hmm. What I like to do for early spring, we've got articles on it in the membership, which you should go read. But if you're not a reader, we'll talk about it now. Late August, you can start to get good yellow bites into September. You want the first week of consistent warm weather, they will be on. I've had some of the best sessions ever at Windermere when people are just not there yet because it's too early for them.
Yep.
It's too early for that mid-October bite. Definitely. Where they're a little bit deeper on the edges. Mm-hmm. These fish are in 1 to 2 to 3 meters. The bite is insane on that few days of warm weather. I think there was one year we had a warm week and then we were on the next week and it was bang on. It was sunny and warm, sunny and hitting 20s. A 19, 20, 21, 18, sunny. Not too cold overnight. Even a minus or a zero overnight will slow them down even on a sunny day in that period.
Yep.
The cold overnight impacts them. They don't bite till after lunch. But if it doesn't get too cold overnight, they're quite happy not long after the sun's come up. The morning bite's slow. Yep. It's always slow because it's cold. They haven't had sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
We went... Mm-hmm. That year we filmed that film. So we've got a film from that session. And you'll notice at the start of that film, the day we got there was windy and overcast and you got a couple of bites in the alley, but it was rubbish. Next day was slow, but it didn't take long for it to pick up because the fish were up shallow feeding on all the worms that had been pushed up. That water temp rose really quickly up shallow and then they were on. And then they were on for the following few days. The year after when you went, when you were with Dylan, that I think you had a good bite and then the weather changed and it still was not too bad. But then after that, you had a frost and it was a sunny day, but it was a frost and it turned off because the water temperature had cooled right off from the cool change the day before.
Yeah, look, that's an interesting one. And I'll just expand on that a little bit. Is I call it the bad weather hangover.
Yes.
Where you'll get a patch of bad weather, right? So you'll book in a trip and go, oh, well, by the Friday, the sun's back out again.
The day the trouble after is that the rain. So it's rained or overcast all the way till dark on Thursday night, but then Friday's sunny. So you think it's good.
Yep. So you're going, okay, well, that's good because they won't be happy through that period. Once I get there on the Friday, it'll be sunny, so it'll be fine. The trouble is that the effects of the weather from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday has dropped the water temp and the effects of that will still be felt by the fish right through Friday, possibly even Saturday, and it'll take until Sunday, especially if it is early season, before those fish will actually bounce back into feeding again. Because the cooling effect has come from those previous days.
Yes. That's only early, though.
And it takes...
Only early
spring. It is, yes. Yes.
That shouldn't happen in October. That's usually in August, September, usually.
It shouldn't, unless you're in one of our current Octobers.
Weird Octobers.
Which is cold.
But now, like once it gets to now, the days of the overcast and the wet will be bad. The next day should be fine because we're not getting zeros.
Yeah, by the following afternoon.
Yeah, yes. Well, like, so today it rained. Let's just say it rained yesterday. I can't remember if it did. Let's say it rained yesterday. Then it might have been the day before. Then today by
It was the day before, yeah.
Today by now, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11, they should be fine because it's warm. Like,
yes.
I know it was five overnight, so it was actually a bit cooler, but that sun's got some heat in it. Like, that will turn things around pretty quick. Something you got to remember. But even through November, now, like it was warm the other day, it was warm weeks. We had 28 the day before and then we went up for a session. I wasn't there the day before, so I don't know if they were biting. I don't know if they're shut down for another reason. Yeah. They might be shut down for something else. But we had a full overcast day with a really low flat barometer. I've never seen them so sulky in my life, but the water temp was 20. Like they shouldn't have been, they were the, I only caught one. They were that hard to catch. I think there's a multitude of reasons, but I still think that bit of a cool, low pressure, overcast, not happy, yellows, sun is, I know you talk about water temp for yellows, we're saying it's the most important thing, but I think before water temp is sun, because sun makes the water temp go. So my rule is always sun, because I think yellows are very inquisitive as well. They like reflective things. They like things flashing, moving. They like in a river, our yellow catch will be less than half on a cloudy day. Sunny day, yellows are on. I've seen it time and time again. And I just think they love that warmth of the day, the individual day. They love the water temp going up. Cod do too. Cod definitely love water temp going up. But if the water temp's reasonably optimum, they do love overcast. They love feeding in those darker conditions, cod. Yellows...
Yep.
I think it's a mixture of the warmth and the flash from the sunlight. They will always live in the shade, but they love the contrast from shade to light. They love the warmth. They love the flash. Happens so much. And I think they're yellow, so you can relate that. There's got to be some overlap to the same species in impoundment.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But you can also get the other side of the coin to what I was talking about earlier, where you get... poor feeding activity on a sunny day on the back of cloudy days.
Yep.
You can get a good feeding day on the first cloudy day if you've come off the back of four sunny days.
Yes, if it's past that mid-spring point, usually not super early. Sometimes maybe early September, but...
Usually, unless you're fishing in a meter of water in September at the back end of a film that you've just filmed and you have the most insane session... of the whole trip in the pouring rain.
That was tough till lunch, though. Remember? We caught one fish. Yeah. So it was tough. I don't know.
That's probably a different circumstance that set them off.
Because it was tough. We had the cloud roll in.
It was actually.
And we caught one fish and we worked that hard. And at like 11:30.
Because we were trying to get things closed 15 off.
15 or 16 fish in 2 hours.
True.
But it was pouring rain. So I don't know what happened there. But
it might be a bit of a left fielder.
It was warm. It wasn't cold. It was a warm day. So it didn't have that cold feeling to it. It wasn't windy and cold. It was just, it was quite steamy and rain coming in. But it was cloudy.
Yeah.
So the water temp was definitely not rising quickly. And we were early spring. So remember listening to us, you'd be like, oh, I've had this happen. Fishing, there is so many curveballs and there's never a rule. You know, we could say... You know, this is how you catch cod and you go catch one on a piece of corn and it's meter 20. You know, just anything can happen, right? So there's always there's always room for random things in the world of fishing. So you might be like, oh, but I've had this happen. There's probably a reason for it and it could be very unique and it could be very random. So just remember that. Well, obviously, everything we teach is the most plausible, the way they behave most of the time scenarios.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So you went up the other day to Jack. What was your session with Dill? It was a struggle session. What was your water temp?
Yeah.
And what was the lead up to that? Would you have cloudy days before, or was that the first cold day? What happened there?
Yeah, it had been a bit mixed up. So the weather had been a little bit up and down. We had the day before was warm,
sunny,
but the day that but the day that we went was freezing.
Or was it sunny in the morning and then it changed, or it changed all day?
No, it was proper glassed out warm sunny day. When I left here in Cooter,
cracking day in the morning.
Yeah, I left here at 9 a.m. and by the time I got up there, it was 11. Put the boat in the water just after 11 o'clock. When we first got on there, I said a deal: if it stays like this, these fish are gonna be happy. So we actually went up and targeted edges, on the back of that, going, you know, they'll be up there and happy. So we didn't do any good, possibly because we were fishing where the fish weren't. I don't know if we might have had more success fishing the standing tree straight off.
Yep.
But even when we switched to fishing standing trees, after it was only 11 o'clock, and by 12 o'clock it was blowing 30 k's of sou-westerly, it was freezing, and it was a completely different day. Had a completely different feel about it within that hour.
Yep.
And so we had a tough day. We had a really tough day. We didn't catch a fish until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
And I think the big part of that was just they've just had a bad reaction to that cold front that had pushed through.
So it's... Here we go, I'm sorry.
And that level of wind will also turn the water over a bit.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden it changes things even quicker because it rolls the water over and mixes it, and all of a sudden you've got cold water. It was 14 degrees when we launched at the ramp. 14, that's cold.
In the morning with the sun?
In the morning.
Yeah, so this is...
But it had been cold overnight too, so...
Yeah, so you've got this period in spring that we will class as early, even though it's...
Early,
even though it's mid-October, it's classed as early because you've got 14-degree water temps. On a really good sunny day, you might have got to like 16.5, maybe 17 in the afternoon. Yep. So obviously, they're going to be slow in the morning with 14 as it is, but they should build and build and build. And 11 o'clock, they'd build, and then you'd start to catch a couple, and then they should and could fire quite well in the afternoon. But they would have been getting ready for that. And then as soon as that stops, because of the time of year, that's it, it's done. It's over.
Done.
Wind, cold, wind, cloud, the water temp starts probably dropping, maybe stable, but dropping, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, it was cold enough for me. I had to scramble into my dry bag in the back of the boat, I actually put a thermal on. It was freezing. It was ridiculous. And they just reacted badly to that. We did have, we'd had a decent little bite later on in the afternoon, once the wind actually died. Obviously, there hadn't been any temp sort of put into the water, but I think that was related to a moon bite period where they actually, had a bit of a crack for the afternoon.
Yeah.
And we did end up with, we caught six in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, it was tough going. And I've got no doubt that if we had gone up and it had stayed like it looked at 9 o'clock, if that just stayed consistently, it would have been a completely different day.
Yeah. So that's water temp.
Completely different.
That's the impact of water temp. Even now, it's late October and I had 20 degree water. The day before was beautiful and sunny. I got up there, it was full cloudy and it was a little bit cool, a little bit breezy, and they just were sulky as. And I think the barometer had something to do with it too, but the water temp definitely as well, because it's 20 on the surface. It's not 20 down in 5 meters yet. Like, it is far from 20 yet. We're still... They need that warmth to get them moving. They need that warmth to get them chewing, and they need those consistent sunny days. Even now, we'll be just into November. You have a poor day and they'll probably sulk. It'll be tough. You get day two of two warm mid-20 to high 20 days, which we've got, they'll be straight back on and they'll be happy, especially throughout the day into that evening. They'll get better. And if it lasts for a week, then they'll be on all day then for that that time.
That's right.
Sun is critical.
Yeah, well, they're ecotherms, right? So they rely, their metabolism relies on their environment. They can't create their own heat. They need the environment to be able to get their metabolism rolling.
Yeah.
To speed things up. So everything's related to that.
Yeah.
And the earlier it is in the spring season, the more important it is.
Yeah, they just need a little bit of warmth and they'll chew. But like even now at 20 degrees, if you get a cold day and it goes backwards a bit, they'll be harder to catch in 19 than they will in 13 in a different scenario where 13 is warming on a week of warmth versus 20 going backwards. That happens for cod too. Yes. That happens in cod in rivers. I've noticed that in the autumn. You know, it might be colder, but it's more consistent and stable rather than dropping. Same thing, they'll sulk. But yellows, sun is the key, planning around warming trends.
Yep.
So there's more info on that. If you read the article inside the membership on warming trends for spring yellows, that is all there about how we chase them during those warming trends and talks about how many days that we like the trend to be at different times of year. But just remember, this goes year round. The only period is that Jan, Feb sort of period where they won't mind a cloudy day.
Yeah, and that's like I say, that's going in the opposite direction where it's actually heading towards back towards the optimal temp because it's got too hot. So, yeah.
Anything else to touch on there? I think that's it.
No. Nice short one, and it's as simple as that. There's really not a whole lot more to it. Love a warming trend.
Sun
is key. Yeah.
No southerlies. Even if it's sunny with a southerly in the early period, it's not ideal. Southerlies are always cold.
No. Nope.
So that can shut them off too, even on a sunny day. Even on a sunny day, a southerly that's got cold in it, they feel that. Mm-hmm. They know.
Yep.
Cool.
They do.
Righto. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.